American Language Course, Situation Tape 10. Look at the pictures for Situation 10. The train is going to stop in a few minutes. We can get off and walk around town. Walking is a good exercise. Is walking or sleeping a good exercise? Walking is a good exercise. Oh, the train has stopped. Let's get off, okay? Look at picture number one. We are in front of the train station. There are cars on the street. People are walking on the sidewalk. Where do people walk? People walk on the sidewalk. In picture one, are we walking on the street or on the sidewalk? We're walking on the sidewalk. We have to be careful when we walk on the sidewalk. The sidewalk is slippery. When something is slippery, it is wet and difficult to walk on. Say, slippery. Slippery. The sidewalk is slippery, and the street is also slippery. It's easy to fall when it is wet and slippery. Rain can make the streets and sidewalks slippery. Will rain make a sidewalk slippery or not slippery? Rain will make a sidewalk slippery. Is it easy or difficult to walk on a sidewalk that is slippery? It's difficult to walk on a sidewalk when it's slippery. If there is no rain, the sidewalks are dry. Will the sidewalks be slippery or not slippery when the sidewalks are dry? The sidewalks won't be slippery. The sidewalks are dry when there is no rain, but it rained last night, so the sidewalks are wet. Why are the sidewalks slippery now? It rained and they are wet. Right. Oh, here comes Mr. Brown. You remember, we talked to him on the train. He's walking very fast. You ask him where he's going.
Where am I going? Oh, I'm going down the street to see a friend of mine. He's a weatherman. He forecasts the weather. I want to ask the weather forecast for tomorrow. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
He said he was going down the street to see a friend of his. His friend is a weatherman. He gives weather forecasts. Say, forecast. Weather forecast. A weather forecast tells people what the weather is going to be. A weatherman gives a weather forecast. Does a weather forecast tell the people what the weather was yesterday or what it will be tomorrow? What the weather will be tomorrow. Right. The forecast for last night was rain, and it rained last night. Was this weather forecast right or wrong? It was right. Now, what does a weather forecast tell people? It tells what the weather will be. So what does the weatherman give us when he tells us what the weather will be tomorrow? He gives a weather forecast. Good. Let's walk down the sidewalk and go into town. The train will not leave here for an hour. Oh, wait. I have to go into the train station before we go to town and cash a check. Do you know what it means to cash a check? When you cash a check, you get money for your check. What are you doing when you get money for a check? When you cash a check, you get money for your check. What are you doing when you get money for a check? You're cashing a check, and I must cash a traveler's check because I have no money. I'm broke. Do you know what it is to be broke? When you are broke, you have no money with you, and I am broke. I have checks, but no money. So, what do I mean when I say, I'm broke? I have no money. Right. And how can I get some money? Cash a check. That's right. And where can I cash a check? I can cash a check at a bank or in some stores. In picture one, can you see the clerk inside the station? Yes, the clerk is inside the station. Let's go inside. We can ask him if there is a bank here where I can cash my traveler's check. Or maybe he can cash it. You ask the station clerk if he will cash a traveler's check.
What? Will I cash a traveler's check? Well, the bank is closed today, so I'll cash your check. But I'll have to see some identification.
Good. The clerk will cash my check. But he must see some identification. You say identification. Identification. Identification is something that has my name and address on it. In picture two, you can see my driver's license. It's good identification. Look at my driver's license and tell me the name and address on it. Yes, Joe Smith, and the address is Claytown, Texas. A driver's license allows you to drive a car and is very good identification. There are many kinds of identification. Do you have any identification? Military people have military identification cards called ID cards. In picture two, does the ID card or the driver's license have a picture on it? The ID card has a picture on it. What other type of identification can you see in picture two? A passport. It's my passport. Does the passport of the driver's license have my picture on it? The passport has the picture on it. What kind of identification also allows you to drive a car? A driver's license. When you cash a check, you must show some kind of identification. You can use a passport, driver's license, or an ID card. The person who cashes your check will examine your identification. Say, examine. Examine your identification. When you examine something, you look at it very, very carefully. The station clerk is looking at my identification very carefully. What is the clerk doing when he looks at my identification very carefully? He's examining it. If you look at an ID card very carefully, what are you doing? You're examining it.
I've examined your identification. Please sign your name on the check, and I'll give you your money.
What did the clerk tell me to do? Sign your name on the check. That's right. Do I sign my name with a pen or a pencil? I always sign a check with a pen.
Very good. And here's your money.
Thank you. The clerk gave me some money. Am I broke now? No, I'm not broke. I have some money. Sometimes there's a charge, 10 cents or 20 cents, for cashing a check. Ask the clerk if there is a charge for cashing a check.
No, there's no charge for cashing a traveler's check.
A charge is a cost. If there is a charge, you must pay some money. Is there a charge for cashing a traveler's check or no charge for cashing a check? There's no charge for cashing a check. Now we can go. Say, I can hear some music. Ask the clerk what the music is.
What's the music? Why, it's a parade.
What did the clerk say about the music? Yes, he said it was a parade. Ask him where we can see this parade.
Where can we see the parade? Well, I think you can see it on the street by this station. Just down the street.
Where can we see the parade? Yes, down the street. I can hear the parade music now. Come on, let's go outside and watch the parade, okay? In picture number 3, there are a lot of people. It's very crowded. What are the people watching? Well, they're watching the parade. All of these people aren't standing on the street. Where are the people standing? The people are standing on the sidewalk. There are so many people. It's too crowded. I can't see. Let's walk down the street. In picture 3, there's a man selling something to eat. What is he selling? He's selling hot dogs and hamburgers. I like hot dogs and hamburgers. How much are the hot dogs? The hot dogs are 10 cents each. Hot dogs are made of meat and bread. If you want 2 hot dogs, what will the man charge you? 20 cents. We eat hot dogs at picnics, parades, and for lunch. When do we eat hot dogs? We eat hot dogs for lunch. The man is also selling hamburgers. They are good, too. How much are the hamburgers? $0.25 each. We eat hamburgers on picnics and for lunch, too. I want something to drink. In picture 3, what is the man selling that we can drink? Cold drinks. How much does the man charge for the cold drinks? $0.10 each. If we buy 2 cold drinks, what will the man charge us? He'll charge us 20 cents. The parade is very long. Do you know why there is a parade today? Well, then ask me why there's a parade today. Why is there a parade today? Well, because this is a special day, a holiday. If it is special, it's different, not the same. If this is a holiday, is it a special day? Yes, holidays are always special days. Today is a very special holiday in this country. Ask me why it is a special holiday. Why is it a special holiday? Well, this is our Independence Day, the 4th of July. Independence Day is the day the United States became a free country. It's the 4th of July. When is Independence Day in the United States? The 4th of July, right. And on special days, we usually have parades. When do we have parades? on special days. In picture 4, can you see the parade? Yes, there's a parade. Some people are watching it. Other people are not watching the parade. They're playing games, resting, and having a picnic. We do all of these things on holidays. What do you do on holidays in your country? Yes, many countries have parades and the people go on picnics. When is Independence Day in your country? And what do the people do in your country on your Independence Day? Well, there's the end of the parade. We have to hurry back to the train. When you hurry, you go very fast, maybe even run. When you hurry, do you walk slow or very fast? You walk very fast. If I am late to a class, will I hurry or walk slowly? I'll hurry. Right. And what do we have to do now? Because we are late and it's time for the train to leave. Hurry to the train. Good. Let me ask you some questions as we hurry back, okay? How much did the man charge me for the 2 hot dogs? Yes, 20 cents. Is the charge the cost of something or the amount of something? The cost of something. When do we usually eat hot dogs and hamburgers? For lunch or at picnics. What did we watch on the street when we were in town? A parade. It was an Independence Day parade. Is Independence Day a regular day or is it a special day? It's a special day. When something is special, is it the same or different from other things? It's different. Now, if you are broke, do you have a lot of money or no money? No money. I was broke, so I cashed a check. When you cash a check, what do you usually show a clerk before you can get your money? Some identification. What are some kinds of identification? Driver's license, ID card, passport. When the clerk looks at these very carefully, what is he doing? Examining them. What kind of identification also allows you to drive a car? A driver's license. And what kind of identification does the military use? An ID card. There are cars on the street. Where do the people walk? On the sidewalk. When it rains, the sidewalks are very wet. But if it doesn't rain, what do we say about the sidewalks? They're dry. When would the sidewalk be slippery? When it's wet or when it's dry? When it's wet. We talked about weather and weather predictions. Does a weather prediction tell about the weather for yesterday or for tomorrow? It tells about the weather for tomorrow. When we hurry, what are we doing? Walking very fast. Right. So, let's hurry and get on the train. We want to go on to Texas. Let's go.
This is the end of Situation Tape 10.